So we celebrate today this great feast of the ascension of Jesus into heaven. We can say the completion of the Paschal mystery, that Easter mystery we've been celebrating since Easter, prepared for since Ash Wednesday. The suffering, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus, this great mystery of our faith. Now, Scripture tells us that this event took place 40 days after Easter. So if we counted days on the calendar, this would have been on Thursday, a couple of days ago. But this is a foundational feast for us. It's more than just a line that we kind of say from rote memory when we profess the creed. Because of this feast, everything changes for us. So because of that, the bishops in their mercy have allowed us to celebrate it on Sunday. So that most of us, all of us who come to Mass on Sunday, can celebrate and enter into this great feast of the Ascension. This feast of hope. You know, this season of Easter is a season of hope. The entire life of a Christian should be marked by that virtue of hope. But in a very real way, a tangible way, this season of Easter, this hope, this confident assurance that the promises of Jesus will come true. This is what we hope for. You know, Pope Benedict says that those of us in this season of the church, we live in this in-between time, in between the already and the not yet. And we had that in the opening prayer, that where the head has gone, the body hopes to follow. That through our baptism, as we heard in the reading, this washing, this regeneration, this freedom from our sins, we were entered into the person of Christ. We became a member of his body. And so where the head is, the body will follow. So it's in that reality that we have hope of heaven. The already, Christ is there, the not yet, we hope to get there. This is the reality in which we live. So perhaps we can reflect on that question, do we believe this? Do we believe in the reality of heaven? Do we believe that the promises of Christ will come true? And that are we willing to undergo any suffering, any hardship, any distraction, any diversion to fulfill, have that promise fulfilled in our lives? This is the virtue of hope. I believe in the promise, and I'm willing to undergo whatever it takes to get there. Do I believe this? Or is this just something I say from rote memory in the creed? Is it something that I can say with my lips, but is my heart far from it? What choices do I make? I mean, one of the beautiful gifts and the realities of this feast is that it shows us the importance of the human person, the body and soul put together. You know, there's a lot of lies out there in the world from other religious traditions, from our government, from whomever, that the body doesn't really matter. The body's not important, and we can change as we will. But what this feast shows us today is how important the body is. And so if I believe in heaven, if I believe in the promises of Christ, then I'm going to do things with my body that reflect that choice. Of course, we can think about the area of morality, sexual morality. That's without a doubt. But the rest of our life, the choices that I make, the TV shows I watch, the music I listen to, the companies I support, the political parties, take your pick, that I support. Do I get upset when the news tells me there's another breaking news, another world event that's going to send the world into crash, just to keep my anxiety up, to steal my peace? Do I allow the world to steal my peace, or is my heart set on the things of heaven? Do I believe, as the letter to the Hebrews has told us, that Christ has gone before us and he lives to serve perpetually at the foot of the Father's altar, making intercession for us? That through the veil, which is his flesh, we have entrance into heaven. Do I believe the Holy Eucharist is my ticket to heaven? And do I live my life so I can receive him worthily in the Holy Eucharist? Or is it just a routine that I come every week or once a month, however I decide to come to Mass? Do I truly believe this? Has my life been changed? Pope Benedict says the person who has hope lives differently. Does my faith cause me to live differently? Or do I allow the world to tell me how I should be living? When we surrender our life to Christ, everything changes. How did the gospel end? They went away in joy, constantly praising God in the temple. Is our life marked by joy? When things don't go our way, is my life marked by joy? When I go to the doctor and I get an unfavorable report, when my kids leave the faith and start to dab in immoral practices, where is my faith? Where is my hope? When my marriage falls apart, where is my hope? When I fight traffic on 95, where is my hope? Do I truly believe that Christ died and rose and is seated at the Father's right hand? And have I allowed that reality to change my life? This is the reality that we have. Where the head is gone, the body will follow. This isn't some place we're going to get to once we die. If we live in Christ, that means we get to live in heaven today. It's a choice I have to make to say yes to this life of joy and constant praise, or to say yes to the anxiety and the stress of the world. The confident hope that we have in Christ is a reality for each one of us. The other option for the second reading was from St. Paul to the Ephesians. And it's basically his prayer to that community. And I would like to pray it as my prayer for each of you. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accordance with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens? May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. Do you believe?